Loosen your belt, drop your drawers. Let us lighten your load.
We're a real married couple from Brooklyn, New York, just trying to raise three kids here in L.A. This is Parenting Schmarenting with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Okay, so forum.
Okay, so how do we introduce this subject? You did the forum. It's a course called the Landmark Forum, which came originally from S. Did you know that?
I did kind of know that.
Which started out here in L.A., in California.
Okay.
You told her about, you told her.
No, that. What happened was, is that, I was really like, you know, I don't know what to do with my life and I said, I'm thinking about taking this course. And that's when I mentioned it to you because Stephanie is one of my friends who is always, I can always count on, you know, grounded advice. So if she, and then when you said, oh, I took it and Greg had taken
oh,
it before
that's right.
we met.
She came
so who told you about it?
I knew I needed something like that in my life. I didn't know what Landmark was. And then I had a student who mentioned taking Landmark. And so I started I teach like storytelling and performance. So she was started talking about it. And then I asked you, because I've heard also a lot of bad things about Landmark, that if you type in, if you Google it, the first thing that comes up is Landmark cult. That's the first thing
that comes up.
And some of my friends have had bad experiences with people taking them to bringing them to a guest event and then saying like, you really need this because of your issues with your mother and blah, 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 you know, like, so yeah. So I heard a lot of negative things about it, but I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just doing this for myself. And I loved the forum. I loved
That's
it.
So great that you were able to.
She got
to...
a little sick on the, remember?
I got horribly sick. Ill on the, well, I did get sick after the forum too, because not during. I got sick during the advanced. The advanced course was, and they're there, and they keep saying it's all your stuff coming up. It's all your
yeah. That's
stuff.
What it was for me.
And maybe part of it was, but I mean, I was like, I'm throwing up. I can't do it. Because you've got to face your demons. I mean, you have to call people and be like, you know, and really talk to them without. And yeah, just try to connect with, like, and so it was like, you have to attack.
Well, who did you call?
I had to call my sister.
Oh, you didn't speak to your sister?
No, I speak to her all the time, but we
they
don't.
Have issues.
We, yeah. And we had to clear up a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things she was mad at me for that I had no idea.
So you got nauseous by the thought of calling her or?
I got nauseous from crying so much and calling her while I
Why
was crying.
Why were you crying?
Maybe you should explain what the forum is because people.
Why don't you explain it?
Well, I don't understand.
I'll explain it then.
All right.
It's basically it's a weekend course that has you confront your past and basically put it behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's basically what it is. And people make such a big deal about it because it's hard to explain ahead of time if you haven't done it. That's what makes it so secretive and scary. And it's also designed in a certain way so that it functions different than anything you've ever seen before in your life. Really?
Yes.
This you can't compare it to anything. It's not therapy. It's not therapy. It looks like a classroom experience because there's like a teacher, a forum leader, and then there's a bunch of students in chairs facing forward, but that's basically it. It's designed. You know how I like to put it. It's an experiential learning, and it's non-linear learning. It forces you to have an aha moment about your life. It forces you to by how it's designed.
And you think at first when you start listening to people, I remember going, I can't relate to this person. I don't have those problems. And then you just start to realize that you're all one person. Everyone goes through relationships and losses and being stuck. And it's just like you really learn, even if you're not speaking, you learn through other people.
Well, I think when I saw like this 23-year-old beautiful girl getting up and saying that she has a real hard time making friends and connecting with people, I was like, I'd pass by her and think she had the best life. And she was like up there and she was crying. And I'm like, you know, I have a hard time connecting. And so that made me look at people in a different way. Look at like, you know, and not be as judgmental or just write somebody off right away. And also to want to keep good people in my life and get rid of bad people.
That's very important. So what did you feel you got out of the first one, the forum?
I think out of the forum, I really got out. And it's sort of like you learn all this stuff in the beginning, and then sometimes it takes a while to actually really process a lot of it.
I went for 9 years.
Okay.
I went nonstop for 9 years.
9 years?
Yeah. Because
you did everything.
I did everything.
Okay. Because it takes a while to internalize and live.
And it was working so well for me. I didn't want to stop. I was getting so much out of it. I wanted to become
a leader.
I was an SCLP head coach a number of times.
That's awesome.
And because the more I did, the more I would get out of it. And I figured as long as I keep doing it, I want to be able to live my life without going there for classes and be able to have access to it at any given time.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and know it inside and out and know what to do in any given situation. And basically I have that. This was like 10 years ago. It was the last time I went.
Okay.
And we met. It's so weird. We met the night that he came. Where did you come out of?
I came out of SCLP.
Exercise, but you had the exercise where you have to mess up your hair and it's feel like, ugly. Remember, you have to tell.
The SCLP, you know, I forgot the exact exercise, but
you have to walk around your biggest fear. Like, I'm fat or I'm stupid.
I'm ugly and stupid.
Tell people that. Like, it's your sign. You wear.
Oh, okay. They've changed that a little bit, but okay. I guess I know what you're saying.
So I was a mess, and I also had a sprained ankle. I was on crutches when I met her. And I was so unself-conscious at the time. You know what I'm saying? I was so unself-conscious.
Because he just walked around for an hour saying, I'm ugly, it's stupid.
I just was so free. I felt so good.
Right.
When I sat down next to her at the bar, we just struck up a conversation. Like, I wasn't judging her. I wasn't judging myself. I wasn't thinking about picking anybody up. I wasn't thinking about how I looked. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and she was just her wonderful self, and she was so sweet.
And my date was in the bathroom, so.
But if your date was in the bathroom, shouldn't you have kind of not struck up a conversation with me?
I was leaving. I was counting minutes to leave that date.
So why didn't you
leave? Why were you at the bar? Wait, were you both sitting at the bar, you and your date? Or
yes.
Did you go? Oh, okay.
He was in the bathroom, though.
So, okay, now I understand.
He was drunk, and I knew it wasn't for me. I had been there. What time did you get out? Like,
it was late. It was, 11? You know, 9. No.
Oh, it was 9?
Maybe 9 or 10.
So yeah. We'd been there for over an hour, and that was enough. I knew that I just didn't want to leave abruptly, you know, like we had one drink or two drinks, whatever, and I was going to leave when he came out of the bathroom, I was going to say.
Well, the point is, I mean, for me, We don't talk about the forum a lot, and we don't tell all our friends about it, except when it comes up in conversation.
And I had wound up doing it before I met him.
So
I
you guys,
did.
She did it before
you guys
we
wouldn't
met.
Have met if you hadn't taken the forum.
No, but I also prayed to meet her a lot before this, like right before I was praying really, really
and
hard.
And your mother called him and said he would meet the Jewish woman on the street. She went to an astrologer.
Can I call your mother? Can your mother find
No, your mother.
Oh, my mother. I thought you said his mother called.
And the astrologer told me a man with a dildo was going to come, so I ran the other way. But the fact of the matter is, we both got so much out of taking those courses that it literally changed our lives so, so, so much. I never would have married her, ever. I never would have moved out here. Maybe I would have, but there was so many things I did and I had the freedom to do after I took those courses that it was just the greatest thing that
ever
happened.
And this is such a perfect time for you, you know, to
be doing it. I mean, that's why I'm
moving. You're open to it too.
Like, are you taking classes there now?
You could do it here. They
and I'm going to take, I didn't take my, cause you get after the forum, you get a seminar. Haven't taken that. So I'm going to sign up for a seminar here as soon as I get here. I don't think I would have had the
SCLP
courage.
By the way, SCLP is self-expression and leadership program. They still have that?
Yes. I'm in the SCLP now. And so, I mean, like, you know, cause you say like, I want to do this or I want to do that, but really doing it a lot of people just don't take the steps. And actually what the SELP teaches you is that, like, if you want to get something done, that you have to plan it. And my coach, because I have a coach, he's like, well, if you want to go to LA, take that on as a project and start planning it. Like, what do I need? Like, if the end goal is I need to be there by June, work backwards. What are the things you need to do? And I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer that that's what everyone should do, but something like this would just be such an overwhelming thing that you would stop.
Some people would stop, yeah. And some people wouldn't, but yeah, okay.
But
I would
have. Right. I would have been someone who just never did it.
And because you have all of these...
Because I would have been too afraid.
Right, well, you have fear. All these thoughts, or conversations that they call it, that I, you know, for whatever reason it would stop you. Like, I'm not good enough, I need to stay here, they need me, whatever.
Yeah, I'm too old. That was the thing. I constantly felt I'm too old.
To uproot yourself or to start a new career?
To start somewhere new. I was like, I gave New York the best days of my life. and I just felt like, and then, you know, I was like, okay, that stuff it's all, I'm making that real.
Right.
It's not real. I'm making it real. That's not how other people see me.
Which I also owe you an apology for, because I said everybody in LA is angry. And Stephanie agreed with me.
Yes.
So I got agreement here. And then, you know, I expect you to agree with it too, because I told you that. But obviously,
just you.
That's my, I made that up,
yeah.
Whether it's true or not, and you don't need to buy into that.
Well, I did tell about the drivers, and that is true, about the how they drive here, but that's true.
But you must see that.
I see that they're very bad drivers here.
Yeah, it's not bad drivers, it's bad attitude. It's uncaring and selfish, in my opinion.
Yeah, from an angry person, though.
But see, I don't get to
me calling me an angry person?
Yeah. Angry person calling other people selfish and angry.
See, I'm not basing
I'm not angry.
I'm not basing it on any kind of emotional state they might have. Mine is just observing, like, because I've lived in D.C. and New York, and I've been here, like, driving for extended periods of time. So in New York, people are really good defensive drivers, and they might drive kind of crazy, except that, you know, that they're doing it defensively and they'll be kind of protected.
Right.
DC, they're just middle of the road. They're, you know, I mean, except when it snows, like, the whole world stops. And here, it's just like,
it's
I feel like they're just bad drivers.
But like, it's like, it feels like a free
and it's accepted. Like, that's how everybody is. Like, they're just like, you were telling me, Steph, like, that if you signal, then people start to speed up.
Right.
Because they don't. I'm like, what? So now you actually have to, in order to be able to drive here, you have to become a bad driver, so that, in a way.
Well, you have to know that you can't use the etiquette that's proper in driving,
right,
that you know. Proper etiquette doesn't work here.
You can't wait. You can't wait for getting in. You got to just, and that's, to me,
but
that's a little scary.
It is, because then they just expect you to stop. They just stick the front of their car in front of their
attitude is, you see me.
And you stop.
You see me. If you see somebody, if they know you see them, they have the right of way. That's why one of the things that I do, if somebody gets too close to me or I don't feel that they should be cutting me off or whatever, I'll tap the horn. Mm-hmm. That you don't do here. That makes them, they'll just turn faster into you, because that's an acknowledgement that I see them.
It's
like a different mindset.
Now, they know I'm honking at them to not go, but that's not the way they interpret it. They interpret it as, he already sees me.
So let me just go.
Have to go.
I'm going
to really
kick
have
your
to go.
Effing a-hole.
So go, just keep talking.
No, I want to, if there's more time, I'd like to continue this, but okay.
That was good.
We end on
I want to kick your ass.
Well, wait. So let's just end this up by saying, would you recommend doing the Landmark Forum to your friends?
I would definitely recommend it to someone who I felt like
was open
and asking those questions about themselves. I wouldn't say, like, if I saw someone who is angry all the time and
maybe just, you should go back.
Shut up.
But if I saw someone who was just like, unless they opened up a little bit saying, like, you know, I want to change.
Right.
I wouldn't just tell people, like, hey,
no, I
you
understand.
Could really use this.
No,
because
that's not what I'm saying.
No, but that's sometimes what I feel like Landmark is telling you to do.
Right.
Like,
well,
tell everybody.
You know what?
Make
because maybe
do
out
it.
Of the 100,
that's
you get
what
three.
The experience I'm
I
having.
Understand, but I don't want you to feel that that's what you have to do.
I don't invite people.
I have to go, though, because I'm going to be late. I'm sorry. Keep talking.
We'll finish our apart.
Okay. All right. So the point I'm trying to make is I felt that is the way they speak to the people, because the way the forum works is it spreads through people talking about it. There's no other way. They have no other means, because part of what they do is they use language to heal people, basically.
Yes.
And the language of sharing the forum is what has other people do the forum. They don't advertise. They don't do anything else like that. So it behooves them to say, you know, you should share the forum with people, because that's the only way the word gets out there.
Well, the word gets out, and they also say you should share it so that you can keep up these things that you're learning. Because if you don't kind of, like, I think it's definitely good for, like, if I were going to meet somebody and get married, be really good for them to take the forum so that we can talk about certain things. Right. And because the biggest thing that I think the forum does is help you communicate better and help you kind of take away stuff so that you can focus on what the real issue is. And so it creates like a really open space for listening. And that's so important for couples, or even like, I know a lot of people who they have their teens go into it. So I mean, that, like, if I was for people in my life like that, I would definitely be like, you know what? I think this would be really good for us.
Did anyone in your life do it since you've done it? Like anyone in your family?
I'm getting she's like, I call her a niece like object. So she's, she's like a niece. And so she's going to be doing it. And I just think that, I think it's so good for somebody also when they're young, because you have so many hangups. And if you can let them go, like, and it's not like I let go of all my hangups right away, but it's recognizing that the things that I say about myself aren't true. It's like, you know, you may still say like, oh, I'm old, or oh, I'm too old to do X, Y, Z. But then you catch yourself and you're like, actually not. Right. I'm not. Or, who told me that?
Right. And you can also see clearly how that might be getting in your way.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe it is true, but the way I'm using it is getting in my way. You know, I might be old, but I don't want to let being old get in my way. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yes. So, and just like being able to let, like, I mean, one of the things, and you'll remember this, that exercise you do of I think it's the vicious circle,
mm-hmm.
this idea of, so it's like if something happened to you when you were 5 years old, you know, so a lot of people got up and talked about something that happened to them when they were really young. And so now, because let's say their dad left them when they were really young, they view all men as untrustworthy. And so then it's like that 5 year old made that decision.
Right.
And when you realize, when you say, oh my God, I'm listening to a 5 year old's thought process, you're like, what am I doing? That's
right.
Crazy.
Right.
It's so, that's like such a huge realization.
Yeah, but okay, that is great. And what I'm going to say now is, you know, anybody who hasn't done this would say, well, I know that. I mean, I know that. You know what I'm saying? I know that that I'm thinking that way. But you have no access to having it be another way.
Right.
Unless you go through this process of freeing yourself of it through this work. I mean, it's just that simple. I don't know how else to explain it.
No, it's very hard to explain. Because even, I mean, I've taken it, but there are a lot of things I don't know how to explain.
That's one of the things I love about it so much, is how well designed it is. It's genius. It's like, you know, I was going to say this before. You know, Dark Side of the Moon is a Pink Floyd album. It's one of the biggest albums that's ever, I think it may be the biggest selling album of all time, like beat out everything.
Oh, okay.
Why is that? It's because it's not just a bunch of songs together. It's an experience that has a through line, and it's designed in a certain way to have you come out the other side having gone through something, experienced it, and come out different from it. And right. that's what the Landmark Forum is. That's why it has to take place over 3 days, because you can't stop and start it. You can't go back. It's not like a book. You can't read different chapters. And it has to be experienced the way it was designed. And they're always upgrading it and making it better and better and better too, so that it actually takes less time now than it used to. Originally, Est was, I think, 6 days.
Okay.
Or 4 days. I don't remember. But over time, they've shortened it and made it more streamlined. And I just love, I love anything that's designed in a beautiful way, if whether it's art or music or a car. And that's what this is. And how do you, you know, how do you compare that to anything else? How do you compare that to a classroom experience? Because you can't, because there's no other classroom experience like it.
Yeah,
and yes, it happens by watching other people go through things, and you go through it with them. Right?
Yes, you go through it with them. Yeah, and you don't, I mean, I got up there and said something, but you don't have to. You can experience it.
I didn't say
without
anything.
Saying anything.
No.
Without getting up there and saying anything.
No.
And seeing people work through stuff that they've been holding on to for, you know, physical abuse as a kid, you know, a lot of stuff. And you know, I mean, like, you know, because in my mind I was like, well, you know, I felt like at first when the instructor was sort of kind of saying like, well, that just happened in the past. Like, you know, it happened and that's not happening right now. So you have to move on from there. When she was saying some of that stuff, I was like, well, that's not the same as like, you know, a kid being mean to me when I was little. But that's, you kind of have to treat that this experience that happened when you were young is not happening right now.
Even though it's so horrible and it's, you feels real. It feels like it's right there with you.
Yeah. And it feels horrible and it's, you know, but, and I think that was powerful. And then also like, you know, I think that was really powerful, particularly for the people who went through something like that, because it's like, I am changed forever. I am always going to be this type of person because of the abuse I had when I was a kid. And then to see them let go of that, like I was kind of like, you know, is this really okay? And then they let go of
right
all this stuff.
Right.
Then I'm like, if she can let go of that, then I can let go of a lot of other things. But they don't even make it like that. They make it like all our crap is equal.
Right. Right.
Whether it was, you know, being, you know, being raped when you're younger,
right,
or being raped at any time, or, you know, issues that I have really horrible anger issues with my dad. Like, they're saying this is the same.
Right.
And this is how
through it. One of the reasons that it works is also because being in this experience with them for the 3 days, you're not just watching them. You're really living their life through them, you know, your life through them and their life through them. So you can experience what they're going through much more. It's not like just somebody's just telling you to let go of something. You go, oh, that's a good idea. Why don't I do that?
Right,
you're
right.
Literally experiencing the ability to let go of something by watching somebody else let go of it. That's
yes.
What makes it so amazing. That's what the thing that it's hard, so hard to explain.
And even now, people, hopefully they'll listen to it and think, well, let me just look it up, because I don't think I'm doing a very good job of explaining this at all. The how great it is just like that whole, it's really undescribable. Like what you go through.
Well, like 90% of the people who do it say that it's one of the most profound things they've ever done in their life. So that's, you know, that's good. And there are a lot of negative things, because a lot of people don't know what it is and they say negative things about it, whatever. The point is, the reason I'm talking about it is because I want people to know that it's just another option, and it's a very viable option. For me, I mean, my father did it, and both my parents did it after I did it, because I told them to. And my father literally, you know, he was in the Holocaust. He was a prisoner of war for years, and he went through the whole thing. And he became a speaker. He went on a speaker's bureau. And now he goes around to schools all over where he lives in New York, speaking to kids in junior high schools about the Holocaust and what he got out of, you know, what he learned about human nature and how he stayed positive. But he never spoke about it a lot, because when he came to this country, even the relatives that he met here, I mean, he lost most of his family there. Mm. But when he met the people here, you know what they said, which really blew me away? Most people were like, we don't want to hear about it, because we're going through our own crap. So he basically didn't talk about it until he did the forum, which was about 15, 20 years ago. So he was
how old was he then?
He was in his 70s. Now he's almost 90, and he's still doing it.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's-
so, and you know, also for me, I had I was blaming my parents for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And right after the forum, that first weekend, that was gone. I just completely let go of that. And I was in therapy for 7 years before that, too, whining about how my parents screw me up and I can't do anything until they die because they have a grip on me and I can't do a thing with, you know.
Well, that's the thing. It makes you take ownership of your crap. It makes you take ownership of it, and it's not fun to admit to yourself that you're doing a lot of these things to yourself. It makes you take ownership and to and there's something there's that is very powerful to be like, if my life is because not because of somebody else, but it's because of me, then I can stop this and I can change to what I want.
Right.
And so I think that's one of the biggest things that I got out of that like, oh, wait a second, I don't have to be the way that I'm being in my life, you know, or like, you know, so yeah. So.
I'm going to have my sister listen to this because I've been trying to get her to do it for 20 years almost. She did do it. She was the first one to do it before my parents. She left after the first day.
Of the forum? Really?
Yeah.
She just didn't get it? She didn't like it?
She was too confronted. She didn't want to deal with it.
Okay. Yeah.
She didn't want to deal with her feelings and what she might have to face, and she's still like that, but literally in the past, I think the past month or two, she said that I will now do it. I will do it because I've been helping her so much in the last 20 years based on everything that I've learned.
Right.
She's ready now. You know what I mean? So God willing, this coming year, once my parents get back from Florida to watch the kids, she'll go do it.
Okay. Yeah. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not. You have to be ready to do it.
That's the other thing. I felt really good about myself for, you know, putting up with it, going through everything, doing all the work, homework, doing it, and throwing myself in. And then I took a course after I did that called the Sterling Men's Weekend. I don't know if you ever heard.
Is that part of it? Or
no.
Oh, okay.
It was the guy who started it, this guy named Sterling. He was a forum leader, I believe, at one time.
Okay.
And he started his own company, but it's like the forum on steroids. Okay. It's much more intense and it's much more theatrical in nature.
Is it more confrontational?
Much more confrontational.
Okay, so like it's like a boot camp.
It's like it's like a boot camp, and they have a women's weekend too, which Stephanie did. I don't know if it's as boot campy as – I don't know what the women's weekend is like, really, because the men's weekend is so – and they – because his whole thing was, let me take this beautifully engineered course that I know, this way of designing a weekend, and divide it up between men and women, because men and women are different on some levels.
Okay.
And I'm going to, I think his whole, the thing that I got out of it was divorce. I think he was really against divorce in such a way and how it hurts the children that he wanted to start a course that would help people, I guess, stay married or fix their marriages or do divorce if you need to get divorced, you know, if there's a real reason for it.
So did you feel like you got as much out of doing that?
I did. From a male perspective, I got a lot out of it because it was, you know, it had a lot to do with masculinity and being a man and how to deal with your woman.
Okay.
And how to please your woman. And,
well, that's all that's
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his whole thing is, you know, it's the man's job to please the woman. And, you know, a lot of that has come out since then, since Men Are From Mars, whatever it is, that book, Venus Mars.
Okay. But what you're bringing up is a really good point, because with, you know, whatever, women's lib or feminism and all that stuff, it's not, I mean, I think men feel like they can't please women, or they shouldn't, or that it's not appropriate to please women.
Right. And a lot of women feel that they shouldn't be pleased by a man. They want to be equal to a man. They don't want the door opened.
Oh, no. That's just manners.
But that's what feminism was. It's starting to come back a little bit now, you know, where it's okay to let a man be a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
where are all the real men? Where are they? You rip their balls off. over the last 40 years.
You're right. I think you're absolutely right. And it stinks. It's but I guess that's just the evolution. That's it has now it's coming back.
Well, let's talk to you about you for 1 second before we wrap this up. So how are you going to use this technology that you now have to work on your relationship situations?
My relationship situation. I haven't figured it yet. You can lack advise of relationship. Me because okay. I haven't yet figured out. Like, I still don't think I'm great at dating, but I need to put myself in situations where I'm just meeting people that are around my age, yes, that have my interests,
yes,
that I need to do. Yeah. I have been, you know, just in a very either taking care of my 70 plus year old mother or been full time like in performance mode, which actually in performance, most of the people that you meet are gay. Most of the guys that I meet in the world that I am they're gay. So I'm not meeting a lot of heterosexual guys, but I'm also like, I'm not going to meet a guy at a comedy club. He's not going to see me and be like, I got to date that girl. It's just, there's a power dynamic there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That,
well, you know what? It could happen. The point is, you don't want to try.
Yes.
I don't, if I'm going to be your coach,
be
if you're
coach.
Saying coach me,
coach
don't
me.
Try. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Just let go of that whole thing. I mean, you're used to it you've been doing it for a long time, you know, going on J date or whatever.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do. It's who you're being that's going to attract the person that you are meant to be with.
Yes.
Not what you're doing or how hard you're trying.
I get that. So.
So that's the first step.
I will just be.
You're awesome. So you don't have to do anything.
Aww.
So what about you're moving out here? What's the plan? Did you make that your project or is?
Well,
that...
I have another. I have a real project, but this is now my
treating,
I'm using the tools
it, yeah,
of that
to treat it like a project.
To treat it like a project.
So you have a date.
I don't have a hard date yet because part of it is I say June. Part of it is that I just want to make sure that my mom is settled because I have been taking care of her for the last since my father died in 2007.
She'll never be settled, but what else?
I know, but as much as I can. Like I've already told, but the big thing is that I've told both my sisters, so now they know they've got to be involved
oh,
and
great.
Figure out how to make that happen. I'm going to do as much as I can before I go, just like because you know, just fixing up as many things as I can fix, so that everybody's in a good place as much as I can do, and then come out here.
Yeah, that can go on forever. So I mean, that's great, and it's great everything that you did so far. The only thing I would suggest is at some point just pick a date.
Well, I'm saying right now, I'm saying like June. I mean, I really want to come out in June, but it'll either be the beginning of June or the middle of June.
Don't move to the valley. It's too hot.
I heard that. Yeah. I love Los.
I really
liked Los Feliz. I love
Los
Feliz. Feliz
is not
Silver
in the
Lake.
Valley. It's got good, much better weather.
Yeah. Echo Park. Like, so I'm gravitating toward that area. I like the valley as far as it's so green and pretty. And so I was not like that into certain parts of LA, but Silver Lake, Los Feliz, Echo Park, very
beautiful. We didn't know
beautiful.
How hot it was. We didn't know the valley was hot. I had no idea when we moved down here.
20 degrees hotter? Is that what
it's in the summer? It's generally 10 to 15 degrees hotter.
Okay.
So if it's 80 in LA, it's 80, it's 90 to 95 here.
Ooh.
If it's 90 in LA, it could be 105, you know, and sometimes it gets up to 95, 100 in LA, and then those are the 115 days here.
Oh, man.
Which, thank God, don't happen very often.
Well, you got a pool.
Yeah, but it's too hot to even go outside. You burst into flames.
Ooh.
And then you have to run into the pool. All right, well, thank you. It was so great having you here.
It was great
Stephanie
having
loves you.
You.
I'm sorry that she had to leave.
You can work her in whatever. Pretend she's here
later. I'll do her. I need to take care of my baby.
That was Stephanie?
That's
almost closer to Harvey.
That was
Firestone.
That was my
I just want to be loved. That's so wrong.
He was funny on Smash. Did you see him on? You saw him with us.
I thought he was weird.
He was weird. I think they kind of gave him a little freedom to improv that whole scene. He was in Smash, the
NBC
the NBC show that was the premiere that just was on the other day.
I thought he seemed like a really bad actor playing himself. That's what, like, there was a lot of bad acting in that first episode, didn't you think?
Yeah, there was a lot of expository dialogue, like in soap operas, you know, to explain to people what happened before. I don't like that.
Well, I guess I can understand part of the reason for doing that, but I just thought there was so much bad acting in it.
Sometimes it just feels awkward, and I'm not sure why, if it's the acting or the writing or something weird.
It's more the acting, but then again, that's the directing. You know, it's not the actor is not bad. It's usually the director is telling them to do it that way.
Well, Stephanie and I watched the first season. I didn't like it as much as she did, but I love watching TV shows with her because it's the only time that she'll sit with me. We're not facing each other, but it's okay. And we watched, did she tell you we watched the whole first five seasons of Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I don't know how you got, I just find that so stressful. That show is so stressful for me.
Oh, right. Well, the good thing about it is it makes the audience feel very intelligent because they don't explain anything. Mm. They make you figure stuff out. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Okay.
Which is good. I mean, you need something a little bit more challenging on TV.
Right.
Whether I would stick with it for 5 years every week, I don't know. But the fact that I watched it on Netflix and I was able to watch 3 or 4 episodes a day and just get it over with.
You still felt like a normal human being after watching four. That's very depressing.
It was disturbing. There was a couple of times where I said, no, I can't watch anymore. And I need a few days off.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she was like, let's keep going. Let's keep going. And, you know, we never do that. We never watch movies. We never do, you know, once in a while, we'll watch a TV show if we like it. But we just really, we both were just like addicted to it. It was weird.
Well, you still have a few more episodes left.
Yeah. And then you know what they do? So we watched the end of episode 4 on Netflix and we're like, okay, where's the rest of it? So I go online and I start researching it. Oh, episode 5 is the last season. They're going to be ending it. So I go, where can I see episode 5? Has it aired yet? I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I research it and I find out that You can get it on iTunes.
Oh.
So I go to iTunes. I'm like, oh, so it must be over already. So I go to iTunes. It's like download the 5th season. So I do that. We watch it, but there's only 8. And during my research, I found that there were supposed to be 16. I'm like, wait a second. So then I go do research more. Oh, there are 16. They stopped after the first 8, and they're going to pick up after
okay.
The summer. So you have to wait until the summer for them to air the final 8 episodes, which is
that
what
torture?
No, I'm like, fine, you know, at least I don't have to figure out where it is, you know?
Yes. Well, I liked Homeland. I didn't watch it
the first season. A lot of people like that show.
And I just watched it all online, basically, the first season, and then I watched the second season.
So you can watch it on, what is it, NBC or whatever?
I got it on like a free thing.
Oh, you can pretty much get anything anywhere now.
My cousin told me about some free things online.
Yeah, my friend showed me this thing called UTorrent. Yeah, people like go into the movie theaters with their cameras and tape movies, and you know that they used to make bootlegs like that and sell them on the corner. Now they have websites where you can go on and get these things for free. I don't know.
Who wanted to watch?
I don't. Yeah, I never do. It's not that important to me to see it first if it looks like crap and I see people's heads, you know, in the shot. I don't want to see that. Anyway, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you.
I love you.
Now
too.
That anytime you come stay here, you have to do our show. It's part of the deal. Greg and Stephanie's Life is Meaning.